You're listening to the Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty.
Hey guys, it's me, Arnob Chakraborty, and you're listening to the podcast with Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty. So I'm talking about the pay-per-view about the new Bloodline members was expanded. And after I saw, after WrestleMania, the SmackDown, I saw that Paul Heyman, Saul Sikoa and his younger brother Jimmy Uso came to both of came and even there Solo talked about Paul Heyman that consequences needs to be changed. And after Paul Heyman was getting shocked, and I saw that Solo Sikoa hugs Jimmy Uso, and after that someone Solo turns on Jimmy by bringing back Haku's son Tama Tonga. I was never expected that Tama Tonga will came to WWE. Before I saw that, I saw something news regarding to that 1 month ago, 1 or 2 months ago, I heard the news that Tama Tonga has signed new contract in WWE. But the most important thing is, I saw the athleticism of Tama Tonga. He has a NJPW Tag Team Championship. We could just say IWGP Tag Team Championship. And the next part is, he is a NJPW Never Open Weight Championship. And his athleticism and his body charisma, he's a great athlete at all. I'm talking about Tama Tonga, he's great, to be honest. So why I'm talking about that, because this is the new WWE, and after that WWE has launched the new era. It's named as the Renaissance era. So everything was completely changed and all, but I definitely believe that there was the greatest thing. So I was never expected that Tama Tonga will come to WWE, and it was like the greatest thing. And these things was shocked with WWE, and even I saw they have a great qualities about WWE in joining, and even there are so many New Japan, and even WWE is contacting to bring New Japan Pro Star. And I was expecting that Tama Tonga should deserve to be coming in WWE, and thanks to Solo Sikoa, I will technically know that there doesn't have any connection with the Bloodline. But why it's connected with the Bloodline? Because the uncle of Dwayne Johnson, the uncle of The Rock, is Haku in WWF and in WCW, named as Meng. And he's the greatest star of all, Haku. He's a dangerous wrestler, the monster. And both Rikishi and Haku as a tag team partner in the Samoan dynasty. But sometimes I believe that Haku's face was look like a Japanese wrestler, but I think he's the greatest star ever. And even Tama Tonga had a face with New Japan Pro Wrestling, and he's a Bullet Club member also. And even after I saw that he started destruction of the locker room by kicking some ass off by just doing his new partner, like you could just say Kevin Owens. And even I saw about that, as Tama Tonga was attacking Kevin Owens by putting his blood into the head. I think he busted about his head, and his head was coming out of the blood. So that's the main important thing. It was like he started choked about it. So never ever expected that this will turn into a disaster. But I think if WWE using Tama Tonga is a great guy, but I will definitely show that Tama Tonga would definitely do it. And after that, Solo turns on Jimmy, and Solo puts an injury to Jimmy by using by putting the chair into his head, and Solo attacked. And after that, I am very sorry to say that Jimmy Uso should supposed to be there, but Paul Heyman was agreed that it was Roman Reigns' minor mistake that he put a chair shot to his back to Seth Rollins. He should supposed to give a chair shot to Cody to retain his title, but I think this one mistake, everything was getting flawed. But I will definitely show that WWE is not a sports entertainment anymore. WWE is a professional wrestling. The blood was real, the wrestling fight matches was real, everything was real. So I believe that wrestling should make it real. And I want to see the promos, cutoffs, should make it real. Absolutely. The next part is, I'm talking about that, the backlash. Randy Orton came to save Kevin Owens, and after that I saw that Randy Orton and Kevin Owens was a Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga. Before the starting of the match, they started fighting, and even they are uncontrollable. Nick Aldis, the general manager of SmackDown, has came to tell about that this match was restarted as a Street Fighter match, and this was really amazing. Everybody wants to watch this. And when I saw that kind of matches, even Randy Orton used RKO to Tama Tonga, it was like unexpected. And after that, this was really great thing ever. And after that kind of consequences, Solo Sikoa turned on. But the main thing, it was that Kevin Owens puts a big thing to Tama Tonga. He just gave a power bomb to. Sorry, not a power bomb. He just gave a brainbuster to Tama Tonga into the steel chair. And after that, Kevin Owens is gonna winning. And after that, I shocked that his brother Tangaloa came. And do you know who is Tangaloa? He is the younger brother of Tama Tonga, and is another son of Haku. But do you know that Tama Tonga has debuted with WWE, but Tangaloa was not even debut, but he returned in WWE. Why I'm talking about? Because there is a tag team partner in WWE all days ago, named as Unico and Camacho, the Mexican. And after that, Unico and Camacho came, and they became a tag team partner. But even Camacho's wrestling is not far better than Tama Tonga, but I think he was a little bit lazy. He came to save the match by pulling out the referee's leg and stop to this. And even people believe that Tangaloa is called a god, or your god in WWE, god in New Japan, and god in WWE. Tangaloa also here at everything though. Why I'm talking about, because Tangaloa, and I was expecting that whether Tangaloa is coming into WWE or not, but finally it became real that Tangaloa came in WWE to kill something, a ruthless fight at all. And that's the bottom line for 10 things ever. Bloodline rules, bloodline everything. And that's why it's after that solo turns on advantage by giving a summon spike to before hitting summon spike to Kevin Owens, and after that the bloodline wins. You can just say it's a bloodline 2.0 or not, but I think definitely it's a great thing about. And even I was talking about that, I was, and even WWE had contacted another brother named Hikulio, another son of Haku. And even the most important thing is, if Hikulio came in WWE, let me definitely say that it would be a massive, big issue of WWE. Why is a big issue? Because WWE Star Wars getting promoted by promoting everything. But I think Hikulio is the greatest star ever. I can't see any kind of an issue for those players, but I will definitely say about that Hikulio, if WWE wants to make Hikulio the greatest star ever, then I will definitely show that. Keep us a tag team, brothers, the Gorillas of Dynasty. The main important thing is, I want to see Hikulio back in WWE. I want to see the debut of Hikulio, because I think Solo Sikoa will definitely bring Hikulio. And his New Japan contract expires in June, and right now his tag team partner was El Fantasma. And even Hikulio saw that Tangaloa was also came in, and WWE has changed that name from Tangaloa to Tongaloa. I think, and even WWE has filed a trademark from Tama Tonga to MFT Tama Tonga. And even Tama Tonga, the name was great ever. Both are Bullet Club members. So I would definitely say that it's a great thing, Summer. Anyway, Michael Cole also called Bullet Club members. Everything was a great thing ever. But even I personally believe that Michael Cole is watching New Japan Pro Wrestling. I believe that. I think Bloodline was gonna expanding, but the new thing is Jacob Fatu has signed in WWE, but Jacob Fatu is not coming on TV, because I think WWE was thinking that if Jacob Fatu came in WWE, then it will outshine Solo Sikoa. And the real thing is, it's 100% correct, because Jacob Fatu is a excellent mic skills, excellent high flying actions, excellent dominating star, and he was an MLW World Heavyweight Champion, and he is excellent wrestling skills, everything is excellent. So that's why WWE creative control was really scared of to outshine Solo Sikoa. Now I think Solo Sikoa should supposed to be captain in WWE, but the main thing it was that Jacob Fatu should come in WWE to show that who is the most dangerous man in the bloodline. It's Jacob Fatu. So the most important thing is respect that Jacob Fatu, believe and acknowledge. But I think major companies like Fightful Select, anyway, and Dave Meltzer, the Rev Singh also, they're thinking about that. The Bloodline, and even Indian YouTube, wrestling YouTuber named as Wrestle Chatter and other wrestling fans, they're talking about that. There will be a Bloodline versus Bloodline match. The Bloodline Civil War. I think that was gonna run this up, and even the Bloodline Civil War, they are thinking about that. Rock, Jimmy Uso and Jay also, and they are speculating that Sami Zayn would return as Sami Uso for the Bloodline Civil War. But I think what happened to it, and even Paul Heyman was pulled Roman Reigns into the WWE draft, and it's 100% real. 100% real. Absolutely 100% real. The most important thing it was that WWE is changing everything. They're bringing the stars from New Japan, signing WWE. But I will definitely say that if WWE should sign the biggest stars like Kazuchika or Okada, then I will definitely say that it will be the greatest thing ever. If WWE signed Tama Tonga and Tangaloa, and they are communicating to bring Hikolio to the WWE, then I think it will be the greatest thing ever. The all three families. I will definitely show that Solo Sikoa will definitely bring these things. And when they will definitely bring Jacob Fatu also. So that will be the greatest thing ever. And it was really confirmed. It was really confused that who is the order, who the hell they're talking about the orders of the tribal chief by the and Roman Reigns come with everything. But the most important thing is they're making a twist. And if it the Rock here or not, and even just speculating that Rock versus Roman Reigns, even I think this would be a dream matchup. Rock versus Cody Rhodes will be mad, and Rock was everything is good, great, and Rock. So I think that will be the best thing ever. Okay, so that's the end of today's podcast. We will see you on the next episode. Wrestling Ready by Arnab Chakravarty, sponsored by Spotify podcasters. Thank you so much. Bye. Love you.